Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for your big book study. My name is Kathleen O, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2019, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are starting a new chapter. We're in the chapter, There is a Solution, and we're on page 17. The first paragraph, we have Alcoholics Anonymous, and we'll be commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are Patty F., who will be reading the 12 steps, Nan K., reading the 12 traditions, and our readers of the text are Jackie H., Susan H., and Liat T.D. The share ID for Sunday, March 31st, the special edition, is 12,724. That's 12724. And for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 12,725. That's 12725. Our newcomer greeter for today is Ginger C., and Leslie W. will be making announcements at the end of the meeting. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'll now ask Patty F. to read the 12 steps, please.
Good morning, this is Patty F. in Massachusetts. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Thank you, Patty F. And Nan K., could you read the 12 traditions, please?
Hi, my name's Nan K. Here are the 12 traditions. Number 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Pass.
Thank you, Nan Kay. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study. We are in the chapter There is a Solution on page 17. We're on the first paragraph, We of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we'll be commenting on that one paragraph only. So, Jackie H., good morning. Could you get us started, please?
Good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for your service. And everybody that's on here, thank you for being here. This is Jackie H., recovered in Colorado. We of Alcoholics Anonymous know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. The end of that paragraph. I thought, boy, what am I going to share on that little paragraph? And I prayed, and there's so much in it. I mean, the very first word is we, that this is a we program, and again that the recovered, the word recovered, which I had never really been accustomed to using until I came into this OA meeting on Vision for You. And this is such a beautiful, beautiful book, such a beautiful design for living, and simple, so simple. I tend to make things very, very difficult, and this, if I can stay with this simple plan, I'm in good shape here. But if I was reading this for the very first time, I would have, where I would be at this point is I will would have read the doctor's opinion and found out that I had a twofold disease. One was an allergy of the body, which I did not recognize until I came in here. And the second was the mental twist. And so I would have gotten to read that and been very clear of that. And I then would have read Bill's story and listened to Bill tell what it was like for him when he was drinking, what it was like for him after he quit, and just share his experience, strength, and hope. So raw. This book is very raw, and it's very vulnerable, and I think it was born out of a lot of pain from Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob. And so I'm grateful for their vulnerability. I'm grateful that I got to listen and read all this and know that I need something more than just my own willpower to recover from this spiritual malady that I have. And so here we are in this second chapter of that There is a Solution, and it's going to tell us more about that. And I am just, I'm grateful today that I have a design for living, that I can, I do these steps every day. With every issue that I have, this is my solution to apply my issues, my grievances, my upsets to the steps. And I have a community which is right here on the phone with me to do this with, and could not do it on my own. I just had a conversation with someone this morning and said, you can't do this on your own, sweetie. This is something that I couldn't do it on my own, and you can't either. And so I get to give this person to their own higher power and trust that they're going to move forward. And I get to be a prayer warrior on this end. So I think that is pretty much what I have to say about that beautiful, sweet little paragraph. And thank you, Bill. Thank you all, the pioneers. And thank you all for being here today. I will pass.
And thank you, Jackie H. Okay, who would like to share on this first paragraph on page 17?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I don't want to finish it.
Lisa J.R.?
Donna B. Joanne B.
Joanne B. I have Lisa J.R., Donna B., and Joanne B.
Reggie O.
Reggie O.
Shit everywhere. Oh, no. Yeah. I just busy.
Can take a couple Roz more G. names. Roz G.
Deborah G.
And Deborah G. Okay, let's stop there. That was easy. Okay, Lisa J.R., Donna B., Joanne B., Reggie O., Roz G., and Deborah G. So go ahead, Lisa J.R.
Thank you so much for your service this morning, moderator and everybody on the line. This is Lisa J.R. from Baltimore. Very grateful to be in this chapter. I'm going to zero in on that little word, we. You know, I've known for a long time that the I is in the illness. And it took me a while to figure out that the we is in the wellness. I came into even the rooms of Vision for You, the rooms of regular OA. I was terminally unique. You know, I had to be different. I had to work a program that was different. And I had discharged at walls. It was like I was pounding my head against the wall. And finally, you know, I got some of it rubbed off on me that, gee, if this is really working for people, then I really need to do what it says. And I got a sponsor who read the first 164 pages with me and really got to the core of my uniqueness. And when I did my fourth step, it was like, you know, these resentments did fly away. It was like Red Bull with wings. anyway, I just am so grateful because together, you know, even with interruptions, you know, no matter what happens, we can meet and we can recover and we can be recovered. You know, that word, people recoil from the word recovered in some of the rooms of OA, and it is possible. I have a 24-hour stay of execution contingent on doing the work in these steps, you know, staying in 10, 11, and 12. And I have to continue to work with people because, just like Dr. Bob said, I take out a little more insurance against, you know, a possible slip. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
And thank you, Lisa J.R. Donna B., you're up next, followed by Joanne B.
This is Donna B., compulsive overeater, recovered for today, calling from Denver, Colorado. I am so grateful that there is a solution. There's so much hope just in the name of the chapter. On page 19, it reminds me that we feel that elimination of our drinking is but a beginning. And there's a line later on that says there's a long road of reconstruction ahead of us. I now hear lines like that with optimism instead of pessimism. I hear that as putting down the food is a beginning. It is a huge and enormous beginning, and it is just the beginning for the many solutions to the many problems that I have had throughout my period of time in recovery. And that is so encouraging to me. I am currently going through a renaissance inspired by step 6 and 7 and really, really entirely willing to have God relieve me of the defects of character of meddling and getting into business that is not my own and trying to control the outcome of situations. There have been periods of my life in which those same exact character defects were a source of huge validation. Oh, Donna, you're so efficient. You're so effective. Oh, my God, how did you know to do that before I even thought it needed to be done? You know, lots of validation at work. But it has become apparent to me that these defects of character are literally killing me and that I really am the tornado running through the lives of others. As more is revealed to me, the amazing thing is no matter what the problem is, what the challenge is, there is a solution, and that solution lies in the big book. I have been blessed with recovery for today from the insane thinking that eating will solve my discomfort in my life. And I have the seed of hope has been planted that within these steps and within this fellowship and with the guidance of my sponsor, there's a solution for anything and everything.
Sign, please.
Thank you.
And thank you, Donna B. So Joanne B., you're up next, followed by Reggie O.
Hello, this is Joanne B. with living in Texas, and I am recovered compulsive overeater one day at a time. I think what stuck out to me today was nearly all have recovered. I remember the first time I read that with my sponsor, I wrote in the margin hope. There was hope. And it was exciting to me. I looked up the word recovered, and it says return to a normal state of health, mind, or strength. And boy, when I look at, I've been in program 2 years this month, and to see myself in a healthy, normal state of mind and health is amazing to me. I was a mental mess, neurotic, and my higher power has used different modals to help bring me to the next place of healing, and now he's brought me into this program of OA, this fellowship, and I got to see the promises again come to life, to see the beauty of this program this past week when I was visiting my son and his family, where a year ago even in program I would have had a difficult time and had anxiety, but this particular week was so peaceful and I wasn't fighting anything or anyone. We didn't struggle. We didn't have words of any kind. He got excited or anxious about something. He inherited that demeanor from me, I'm guessing. And I was able to just be calm, and he was feeding on my calmness. And, you know, that is so beautiful. And I just want to thank those in this room and my fellow who sent me, directed me when she heard me on another line, and she directed me to Vision. And I just want to thank everyone for your your participation in my daily recovery. And I thank God, and with that I pass.
Thank you, Joanne B. And Reggie O., you are up next, followed by Roz G. Go ahead, Reggie.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you so much for your service this morning. And this is Reggie O. In the greater Los Angeles area out here in Woodland Hills. And I have this we in this first paragraph circled in this beautiful pink. And because I didn't know we before coming into this program. It was either what I thought was about you, you know, everything was about you, my giving, probably controlling this and that, or it was about me, you know, what can I get, how do I look, how do I sound, but there was no we, no sense of belonging, no sense of being a part of a greater whole. And I, some years ago, it dawned on me that it's likely one of the reasons that you know, I'm a compulsive overeater, that I have to be in the we, and I have to be working this program, or I'll never recover. So I'm actually, in some respects, I don't have a choice, but it's become this amazing choice, this power of we, and it's a word that goes with me now, you know, in all areas of my life. I try to, one of my spiritual practices is before going into something to attempt to think about, you know, the we of this. I'm not going here for what I can get out of it, you know, I'm going here for what I can give. It's amazing. It literally is amazing to me. And, you know, nearly all have recovered. I had recovered many years ago in Boston, and my life took off in every arena. But what I didn't know, I remember the day I woke up and I knew I was free from compulsive eating and didn't believe that I would ever eat compulsively again. And but I also thought at that point that, you know, there's this place you get to in life and then you're done, right? You're done and you can just be free sailing. And I gradually left the program, and it has taken me much longer than Bill's alcoholic story to return to this place, you know, that is recovered. Because, you know, one of the things I have learned, especially here and work in Vision, is that I'm never done. You know, I'm never there. I'm here today, and I get to experience and enjoy this recovered state. I get to do it in fellowship. I can't not do it in fellowship, you know, and that we, you know, certainly has God at the center, and I've regained that spiritual connection, that intimate connection with God, probably even deeper than I had earlier on, and then lost it. But, you know, this is a way of life. It's not a one time through and done. And that, I think, has been the biggest lesson for me. And that one time through and that never done is, you know, I'm never done with all of you. And I need all of you. And I hope I can be there, you know, for all of you. And I'll pass for that.
And thank you, Reggie O. Roz G., you are up next, followed by Deborah G.
Good morning. This is Roz G., recovered compulsive overeater, and in Palmdale, California. And I just want to share a couple of life examples on the proof of the recovery that I have, that I've recovered. Saturday, I went on a hike, and mentally and physically, I was able to do it. It was my first, I mean, I've hiked before, but like up like 1,300 feet or something. And the experienced hikers say, oh, this is nothing. But for me, it was huge. I was able to hike. I was able to be with friends that they are not in program, but I was able to listen to conversation, participate in conversation, not isolate myself with earbuds, because I do that a lot. You know, either I'm listening to meetings or music and not really, you know, conversing, but I didn't listen to music the whole way up. And to me, that is a social recovery instead of isolation, a physical recovery in being able to climb that mountain or the hills, whatever you want to call it. And then I went to my friend in the hospital to visit her, and she said, Roz, you have lost so much weight. And I put on this clothes this morning that where the button, you know, my used to like pop out. You know, I'd have a little hole in between because I was too big, and now it's like really it fits almost a little bit too big. So there's some, you know, physical recovery that you can see that's there. And emotional recovery, social recovery, where I'm able to be with people and participate and just be another human being. And then there's the emotional recovery. Yesterday I went, I did another fourth step, which I feel was deeper and more truthful than any of the ones I've done over the years. 3 hours I spent on the phone. Well, we actually did FaceTime. And I was so honest about things that perhaps I didn't have the capacity to be honest about, and discovered some character defects that I need to ask God to remove. But I have recovered. I don't want to overeat. I want to socialize. I want to be a part of life. I want to do what's God's will. And God's will and ways are so much higher and better than mine. And I'm so grateful and thankful for this program, for this meeting, for the shares, and for this book. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Roz G. So before we hear from Deborah G., I just want to remind everyone that we are in the chapter, There is a Solution. We're on page 17, that very first paragraph, beginning with We of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'll be taking some more names for shares on that paragraph after Deborah G. So go ahead, Deborah G.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And thank you so much for all the service work everyone has done to make this meeting possible. Again, with the we, all of us together doing it. And I know that feeling of being so lonely in the food, isolating, separating myself from God and from others, and that's been part of the recovery. I heard someone say at a meeting that where it says recovered from a seemingly hopeless mind and body, you know, my mind was always in insanity when I was in the food. I was anxious. I couldn't think straight. Because of my mind, I was reacting to things all the time and easily angered. I would create all kinds of drama and chaos and just really do all these things to my mind, body. It would affect my body because I'd get stressed. I'd get anxious, get tense my body up. All these things, plus what I was putting in my body, the food, was not helpful to my body. I would eat non-nutritious things. And I love, because of that hopelessness I would feel, and I hope the hopelessness would continue to keep me in that vicious cycle. And then when I found out there was a solution, that means that everyone that has time ahead of me has had the solution experience. Well, I never thought there was a solution experience because I was so wrapped up in the insanity of my mind. And when I started doing what they said, you know, surrendering and following what they were doing, I started to get that recovered from that seemingly hopeless mind and body, you know, where I too love to take care of my body. You know, I love to go hiking. I love to do massage, exercise, yoga, keeping my mind and my body relaxed with meditation and prayer. All these beautiful, beautiful tools from this program that I can do to take care of it. And most of all, keeping that connection with that power, with the prayer and meditation, and also helping other people so that they can have that same experience. You know, I've been blessed with this experience, and helping other people to have that experience also is the greatest gift. In any way I can, sharing my experience, strength, and hope, and helping others. Thank you so much, and much love to all of you.
Thank you, Deborah G. So who else would like to share on this first paragraph on page 17, beginning with We of Alcoholics Anonymous?
Beatrice O.
Beatrice O.
Ginger C.
Sivia VG.
Sivia GC.
No, Sivia ZG, sorry.
VG, ZG. Yep. And who came after Sivia? Devon?
Dion R.
Dion. Dion R.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. And who came after Jordan?
Anna B.
Anna B. Okay, let's stop there. Beatrice O, Ginger C, Sivia ZG, Dion R, Jordan L, and Anna B. So go ahead, Beatrice O.
Good morning. This is Beatrice O from Northern California. And it's true. I can't recover alone. And that was one of the first things I heard when I came to Overeaters Anonymous, that it was a we program and not an I program. And the other thing I heard was, you know, if you need outside help, you know, to get it so that you can be recovered. So it's one thing to be recovered from compulsive overeating, but my mind, body, and spirit also need to be aligned with my remission from compulsive overeating. And lately, when I was going through step 6 and 7, I noticed I have a book from 40 years ago, and I had listed my character defects. And when I went through the steps again, a lot of my character defects were still there. And the AA 12 and 12 says that step 6 is necessary for spiritual growth, and it's the beginning of a lifetime job. And it says recognition of the difference between striving, and it's the difference between striving for an objective and perfection. So we must keep trying, it says. And it says necessity of taking action. And this is what really caught me. It says delay is dangerous and rebellion may be fatal. And it says abandon our limited objectives and move towards God's will for us. And another line that in the seventh step, it says pain is the admission price to a new life. And self-centered fear is the chief activator of defects. Step 7 is a change in attitude which permits us to move out of ourselves toward God. And, you know, if I want to be recovered, feel recovered, and have a relationship with my higher power, I have to ask God to give me the strength to recognize, to let go and let God and let go of everything that separates me from God and the Spirit. So thank you, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Beatrice O. And Ginger C, you're up next, followed by Sivia ZG.
Hi, thank you so much for your service this morning. This is Ginger C, recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I just love when we go from Bill's story into chapter 2, there is a solution. So if you're eating today and you're still in pain from the food, there is tremendous hope. And this title tells us that. There's a way out of this nightmare. And then I love the sentence, nearly all have recovered. And they've recovered because they no longer see food as any type of solution. And that's a miracle, because that's all I knew with food. It was my best friend. It was the only thing that would get me through this thing called life. Because I was spiritually maladjusted. I did not like life on life's terms. And I always ate because I needed ease and comfort. And I needed that at once. And it always happened by taking that first bite. So again, thank God for every beautiful bite that I had to take. Because that's what did this work. It brought me to the place that I needed to be brought to and to see this disease for what it is, because it's life and death. And I never saw that. And I always kept the back door open. And then it finally convinced me, because with any addiction, they only progress and get worse. And that's where it all began. That pain brought me to a surrendered state where I finally said, wow, this is really scary. This is my life, and I'm done. I'm done. I'm out of ideas, and I want a new experience, and I don't want to die. And so then you just follow this practical program of action. It's never what I'm thinking. It's always what I'm doing, moving a muscle a day at a time, because that's all that we have is a daily reprieve. And we can be reborn within every minute of that day, depending on what I'm doing. And then these new experiences unfold. But most importantly, I don't eat. I'm awake, alert to this thing called life, and I'm living it on life's terms. Thy will be done. So there's two words to sum up the 12 steps. Let go. First, let go of your best friend, which is the food. And then you let go of the wheel and you let God steer. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ginger C. And Sivia ZG, it is your turn, followed by Dion R.
Good morning. This is Sivia VG, Victory George.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's okay. It's, usually it's my first name people don't grab, but so thank you and welcome from warming up sunny Northern California. This first paragraph, even though it's really short, it's the very first paragraph, there's a lot in here. Once as hopeless as Bill, just as hopeless as Bill, nearly all have recovered. And I am coming up on my 10th anniversary in OA, and for the first 7 to 8 years, I always introduce myself as a recovering compulsive overeater. So those of you who might be new on the line, who may have been in OA for a while, and I remember thinking, how could they say they're recovered? You know, what hubris. But it doesn't mean cured. And that's where some of us got confused. It means that we've recovered. It's not a cure. It gives us a daily reprieve from compulsively eating. That's overeating, undereating, restricting, whatever it is. We are strange addicts around our food. And for me, seeing this, you know, it's like I have today where I don't have to eat, that as long as I walk this road and I do my steps daily, so for me, it means doing 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis, where if something is bugging me, I can get that out in a 10th step. Sometimes I think I've done that 10th step and I'm good, but then the next morning I wake up and that resentment is still niggling at me, or I start hunting into my kitchen cabinets for food that I know isn't there anymore. Like, what is going on? And I can sit down and go into prayer and meditation and figure out what is really bothering me. And maybe I need to do a 10th step again. Maybe it's a little different. Maybe I really didn't hit. And knowing that my character defects, you know, they're like old friends. They're always with me. They may pop up, and I may need to, as long as I'm recognizing what they are, and I make my amends when I owe an apology, this program has been working for me now for the past 2 years or so, And I am just forever grateful for all the service that you all here on this line do by being here, by speaking. If you haven't spoken and you have whatever the required length of abstinence time is, I don't think it's anything to just share. Correct me if I'm wrong, moderator. Just do service and participate. Thank you so much for you all being here.
And thank you, Cynthia E.G. Dion R., you're up next, followed by Jordan L.
Hi, good morning. I'm from Ohio. Good morning, all.
Dion, I think we lost you. You still there? Not hearing you. So let's move on to Jordan L., and I'll come back and see if we can pick up Dion. So Jordan L., can you go ahead, please?
Hi. This is Dion R. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're back? Okay, go ahead, Dion.
Yes, hi. This is Dion R., Grateful Recovered Compulsive Overeater. Just thinking about the favorite chapter in the book for me is There's the Solution. It was in the beginning, because I knew what the problem was. And I lived in a problem for years, and to hear the solution, anything that says solution, that was a hope for me. And I just want to say this is what you guys gave me is hope. And just to see, first of all, the physical recovery, and then hung around long enough to feel and believe that you had a mental recovery, and then experience the physical recovery, the spiritual recovery. Oh, my goodness, all of them together. Yes, it's gave me hope, and that hope turned into faith that, just seeing you guys do it, that, oh, my God, I can do it too. And I'm so grateful today that I do have a daily reprieve that is contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. I have recovered, not by myself, with you guys, just by doing my part and being willing and passing it on. And I love so much about the solution. The only way I can keep it is to give it away. It's like my higher power or the grace of the program, whatever you want, that person want to call it. It's like it's so marvelous because that's how the program keeps going and going and going. It's like paying for it, passing the light, or whatever you want, like a candlelight service. It's just all dark. And we all came together because of our weakness. And because of that, I've gotten so much strength. I can't even put it in words, And I know that's the only reason why I'm here today on this earth, I believe, is to pass the light. And just thank you guys for being there and allow me to share. Have bad connection, so I just want to talk fast and just want to get it out. Just thank you guys. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to share. Have a great day.
And thank you. Thank you, Dion R. So Jordan L., go ahead. You're followed by Anna B. Jordan, are you there? Okay, I don't think Jordan's there. So, Anna B., can you go ahead, please?
Yes, good morning to everybody. I love when it says hopeless, and in just 12 words later, it says, they have solved their drinking problem. And it goes from hopeless to solving the problem. And it just reminds me of if you start off with the word hopeless and you end up with the word problem, it's just 12 simple words. And if we do our 12 steps, we were hopeless in this disease. And then by doing our steps and caring for each other and being there for each other, we're able to have a new life and a new outlook on life and be able to handle things, that we couldn't handle before, not just the food, but other aspects of our life. And I am just so appreciative of how it just turned for Bill and turned for others and ourselves. I mean, it seems like there was just one day we were just eating compulsively and that's all we could do. And just to get our next fix. And then now it's, we're enjoying things and enjoying the walk and enjoying the people around us and seeing things that aren't totally focused on the food. So to me, that's a big miracle. And I'm very appreciative of this meeting. Where I'm at, there is no meetings. And because of you all, I'm able to have recovery. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Anna B. Jordan, are you there by any chance? Jordan L?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, Jordan.
Good morning, guys. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. grateful to be here this morning. I just wanted to zero in on that last line, may have solved the drink problem. Only because when I came in here, I was a compulsive overeater of the hopeless variety. I had no hope. I was out of it, I guess. this was a problem that I had lived with my whole life, at least since I could remember. I had been compulsively overeating, and since I could remember, I had been overweight. I had been teased and ridiculed as a kid, and I had lots of emotional problems, and I didn't trust anyone, and I was just trying to do this thing called life on my own, and it was not working at all. It seemed to just be getting worse and worse and worse. And so when I came in here and you guys talked about the drink, the food problem being solved, straight up, I didn't believe you. Or I thought like, that's good for you, but it's just not possible for me. It's not in the cards for me, you know? And I was okay with that. I was like, I came in here and I heard about long-term term abstinence. I didn't even know it was a thing. I didn't know it existed until I started listening to A Vision for You, and I heard people on the line. I listened to Lori, and I listened to Ruth, and I listened to Kim G, and I listened to all these big book teachers, and they were talking about years of back-to-back abstinence. And I was like, holy smokes, dude, it's possible, you know? And that's all I wanted. I was like fully prepared to white knuckle it for the rest of my life, as long as I didn't pick up again. And I guess like after a year and a half of being abstinent and working this program haltingly and imperfectly and to the best of my ability, I'm like I'm here to say that like that problem has been solved completely and totally. I work in food and beverage, and I'm around this stuff constantly. I'm around all of my alcoholic foods constantly, and they no longer haunt me. I truly live free today. It's not a problem. what used to be the biggest, most unsolvable problem in my life is no longer there. It no longer exists. It's just crazy. It's absolutely insane. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. That's all I got.
And thank you, Jordan L. And I want to thank everyone who shared this morning. Really great shares, you guys. And a special thanks to Team Monday, Patty F., Nan K., Jackie H., Susan H., and Liat TV. And we are now going to close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So, Susan H., would you please read A Vision for You?
Yes, I will. This is Susan, and our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.